I'd like you to welcome the voice of God. Let us pray. Holy One, may we hear your voice in these words or in spite of them. Dear God, we're starting to be afraid. The world is very frightening. Even our little corner of safety is being affected. Send us heroes, O Lord. Superheroes, people who will know what to do, the strong and courageous, the handsome and the brave. Perhaps you could send somebody really smart and persuasive.
Yes, it's you.
Dear God, I'm really sure it's not me. Who am I to try to change the world? I have no voice. Sometimes I make a mess of things. It is clearly not me.
Yes, it's you. Go to the powers and say, my people are suffering. Let them go.
Seriously, God, have you seen me? I am not beautiful or brave, definitely not smart enough. Who am I that I should speak to the powers?
I will be there.
Who are you?
I am the God of your ancestors, the ones who took chances, the ones who made mistakes. The ones who found a way.
Oh Lord, I'm scared and confused. Please send someone else. Someone who knows what to do. Amen. Our world really needs some guys in capes. Some women with golden bracelets. Or that woman from the X-Men with the power to change the weather. That would be good. We are desperate for heroes. Our popular literature, our movies and television, the stories we share are full of superheroes. The strong and the brave, the geniuses and those with magic lassos and golden bracelets and hammers and swords. And they're beautiful and handsome, and they can battle robots and corruption and Nazis and still make jokes. Really, it seems that only someone with superpowers could lead us out of the darkness. These are the heroes we dream of, the kind of heroes we wish we could be, the kind of heroes perhaps that we laugh at because it seems too fantastic that any one person could change the world. But they're not here. We are. No Wonder Woman, no Iron Man, just us. Like Moses, we are confused and fearful, and frankly, we are embarrassed. Never doubt the power of ridicule and embarrassment to undermine what is loving and just and grace-filled. Who are we that we should speak to power? We're the ones who are here. We're the ones who are able. Who are we that we should speak out against slavery or lead people through rising seas to try to find a new hope and a new land and a new way? Nobody. And yet God said, I will be there. I am with you. Not a promise that we can't fail. Just a promise that God will be with us in the trying. Let us not be the ones saying in 10 years, why didn't someone do something? Whatever it is that God is calling you to do, let's do it. Many of us here have more power and privilege than we realize. Some of us have very little. But still, we are unlikely to be killed in this place for speaking out, unlike so many others. So let us speak truth to power. Let us speak of justice and poverty and of love and reconciliation. There are policies, rules, and procedures that deny people any aspiration for something better. There are lies that are told again and again in order to divide people and separate us from the truth. The lie that if one other person gets justice, we are somehow diminished. Justice really doesn't work that way. Justice, as the scripture says, rolls down, rains down like a summer storm, rolls down like a flowing river on everything in its path. And so does injustice. It doesn't stay where you want it to stay. Who are we? No capes, no bulletproof bracelets, just the knowledge that something is wrong, and we're the ones who are on the spot. We're more like Frodo than Batman, more like Miriam or Lucy Pevensey than Wonder Woman, and if you don't get the references, you can ask me. We are the ones who say, "I will go, Lord, even though I do not know the way." We are some of the inheritors of Moses' story. We have been taught that when we go to make fools of ourselves in the service of justice and freedom and life and possibility, that God has said, "I am here, and I will be there, and you will be my people, and I will be your God." Amen.